Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Pei Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tefamad Base on the third Mishnah, which is Halacha Yud. Rechoma Arvin, Mishtatfin, Chutz Minamayim and Melach, Divri Bleza. Bleza says one may be Ma'arv or Mishtatef with anything except for water and salt. Shoi Me Kika, who Eru Vafilu Ma'afe, Sa, Bihi Pusa, Ein Ma'arvin Ba. Rishua says an eruv must be a loaf, even if a partial loaf is the volume of a sa, which is 12 liters, one may not be ma'av with it. Kikar be'isa b'hu shalim ma'avim boy. Even if a loaf is the volume of an isa, which is a small coin worth about 8 krutois, one may be ma'av with it. Nathan Adam, ma'av lechen voni, oi lenachtem g'dishu yizkole eme eruv divra b'leza. B'leza says that one may give money to a grocer or baker who lives in the same mavri to acquire wine or bread for the shittif or the eruv. Chacham say the money does not acquire for him. Chacham agree that one may give money to anyone else to acquire for him. He makes him a shliach to be ma'arvin. Shein ma'arvin la'adam el ladato. It doesn't work through a baker or grocer because one can be ma'arv for another only with his das, with his knowledge. Yudha says that this applies only to Eruv Tuchumim, or may make Eruv Chatzeros to someone even without his knowledge. And this is because of the concept of in one's absence, one others may do for him a schus, which means that which is completely advantageous to him, but not the choy, which is something that has a detrimental side. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan zaysameres." She says, "Shahamai is koy nois devar teira." Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that one may give money to anyone else to acquire for him, which shows that midiraisa coins acquire movable objects. Mi'ata afilu barley etzarach in vani. If so, even if he comes and gives money to a grocer, it should help. The answer is the grocer is different. We're concerned lest he forget and spend the coins and not be ma'ar for him. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chinana Abba le'amakein ela v'chachamim oimim le'zochu le'y ma'isav zoyse meres she'ena ma'is koinois v'ateiro. Acha quoting Rabbi Chinana said that my father didn't say this. Rather, the chachamim say that the money does not acquire for him, which shows that midiraisa coins do not acquire movable objects. Why do Chacham agree about anyone else that his coins acquire to him? The answer is here, in this case, the grocer is mezake through someone else. One who receives the coins does meshicha, doing an act of kinyan on behalf of the one who gave the coins. One can be ma'av for another only with his das. We should say now, let's get the next few lines. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chakula, b'shem Rabbi Yudan, Nesir, ma'av in la'adam al-kochei. Yitzhak ben Chakula, quoting Yudan Nesir, said that we may be ma'av with someone even against his will. Natani Kain, Koyfin, b'nei Mavri, ze laze, la'asis, lahem, lechi, b'kayra. We support that from a baisa that b'nei Mavri can force each other to make a lechi or a kayra. Natani, and we have a second vice as a kasha. If they told someone to be ma'arev and he does not refuse, we are ma'arev for him without his da'as, his consent. Even if he refuses, we do not force him. And Rav Yudan masnisa d'vmeir. Rav Yudan answered that the second vice is like Rav Meir, the first Tana of our Mishnah who requires da'as. And Rav Yossi Rebun Tipate Kedibri Akol Shahaya Saduki. And Rav Yossi Rebun answered, like everyone, the case is he refuses because he is Saduki. He doesn't believe in Eruv, so his Eruv does not help. Atani Ashikhech Holi Eruv Ben Cheg Bemezid Horiza Oise Divimeir. I'm going to ask a question from the Vaisa. Rav Meir says that one who forgot and was not Ma'arev, whether he was Cheg or Mezid, he forbids. Rav Yudan Oimer, Mezid Oise Shegin Oise. Rav Yudan says, if it was intentional, he forbids. If it was inadvertent, then he does not forbid. Mezid Oise Ma'av Le'a Kolchei. If he was Mezid, why did he forbid? Because he ma'av him against his will. Elohim Knas, rather, it's a sign that he forbids. If so, it's a sign, he should be forbidden, and his colleague, the other, should be permitted. Since they could be ma'ariv without his das, and they were not ma'ariv, we find them. Does the mayor not hold the concept of acquiring not in front of him when it's a complete merit for him, but in chavon adam shelo b'fanav, that you cannot cause liability to a person when it's not in front of him? So the mayor leis hador zochu leboy banash yo chavaya levesei ba'amidate. And so the mayor holds that this is not a schus. Pliny does not want his colleague to enter Pliny's house without his knowledge. The Abba Baray de Papi Bashem Rabbi Chama Bachanina Masa Bisha Achas Sheuva Lachamisash Bladato Asa Uvda Kami Rabbi Shmuel Shesev Rabbi Yosi Rabikesh Leso. Rabbi Abba Baray de Papi, quoting Rabbi Chama Bachanina, said that a case occurred in which a woman was ma'ariv for her mother-in-law without her consent. The case came in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, and he wanted to forbid. Amalei Rabbi Chia Kach Shamati Rabbi Icha Kol Mashat Yochel Lahakel Beiruvin Hakel. Here said to Rishmol, Rabbi Yosi, that I heard from your father, whatever you can be lenient in Eruvin, be lenient. Parnalach, Perek Chaloin.